For the traumatised residents of Gaza and southern Israel, a ceasefire can't come soon enough. And for a while this morning, there was some hope the rockets and bombs might stop. Behind-the-scenes diplomacy in Cairo, Jerusalem and Gaza looked to have brokered a deal. An upbeat announcement came from the militant group Hamas, but then cold water was poured on any immediate deal by an Israeli government spokesman. Hamas says it's waiting for a response from Israel. Matt Brown is our Middle East correspondent. He's in Gaza City.
Tony, we've had another very strong naval barrage into the north of the Gaza Strip, where I am. Naval gunfire being heard out at sea, and then very loud impacts coming in just beyond blocks of apartments around our hotel. Prior to that, there was the distinctive sound of a Hamas rocket whizzing out through the sky towards the cities of Ashdod, Ashkelon, and perhaps Tel Aviv. And I did hear the sound of what I think was an interception. We're getting used to that sound these days, coming from Israel's missile defense system, Iron Dome. So whilst there's been talk of a ceasefire, one that is due to take effect in the next hours, there's been a lot of uncertainty about that, and certainly on the ground, it seems, and in the air, no let-up to the shooting.
Middle East correspondent Matt Brown. And further to the diplomacy, the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the death of an 18-year-old soldier takes to 5 the number of Israelis killed in Gaza rocket fire since November the 14th. Health officials in Gaza say more than 125 Palestinians have been killed and over 1,000 wounded since Israel began its attacks on the same date. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports from Gaza City that after almost a week of war, many residents are desperate for peace and quiet.
For much of the past week, the air here has been filled with a symphony of death and destruction. The people of Gaza have endured a withering bombardment. Tonight, with talk of an imminent truce in the air, a Hamas rocket arced out across the sky, headed north to the Israeli cities of Ashkelon, Ashdod, or Tel Aviv. The launch site, about 800 metres away, has been hit. So many times, I've lost count. To the south, a sandy training ground has also been targeted repeatedly. And about 800 metres to our east, a major facility, which Hamas has sealed off to outsiders, has been taking a pounding. Hamas infrastructure, leaders and workshops are dotted around the Gaza Strip. For the civilians here, the violence has seemed impossible to escape. 18-year-old Amira El-Khadim lost her father, brother and sister in the last Israeli invasion in 2009, and she's one desperately hoping talk of a truce will stick. I hope there'll be a ceasefire, she says, and we'll live in happiness, and there'll be peace between us and the Israelis. Even as the rumour of peace grew in Cairo, Israel kept up the pressure, dropping leaflets onto the Palestinian suburbs on the edge of the Gaza Strip, warning the residents to evacuate. They poured into UN schools, with weariness and fear in their eyes, carrying mattresses and bags of clothes. I'm scared because what we face now is the same as the last war, Faraz Abdullah says. The Israelis destroyed our house, then we had to stay with our neighbours and evacuate again to a UN school. If a truce takes hold, many lives will be saved. Hamas killed 3 Israelis with a single rocket strike in the opening days of this conflict, and Israel has killed well over 100 Palestinians, around a third of them women and children. But in Gaza, few will mourn 7 little-noticed deaths. Hamas executed one man on the weekend, accused of collaborating with Israel. His body was left in the street for local residents to contemplate before an ambulance came to take him away. Today, Hamas gunmen announced they'd executed 6 more alleged collaborators. They claimed they were caught with high-tech gear, including video equipment, to film Hamas positions. This is a new era in the Middle East and in Gaza, an era of the Arab Spring, longer-range rockets and missile defence. But the old-fashioned war of spies and informers persists. And despite talk of a truce, the old enmities remain. This is Matt Brown in Gaza City for AM.